My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the beginning of the Mass, I started the singing of the Amazing Grace, and we got the first stanza, but the second, we do not memorize them. Anyway, the Lord indeed is an amazing, compassionate God. He always forgives us our sins whenever we come back to Him. Even in the first reading, we hear the God of compassion, and He accepted His people and forgave them for all their sins. Chapter 15 in our Gospel, in the Gospel of Luke, contains three parables of the lost. First, the lost sheep. Second, the lost coin. And today we hear the lost son. We always recall the prodigal son. And they are told in answer to the scribes and the Pharisees who complain about Jesus' association with the sinners. Jesus, who has come to call sinners, declares that there is a great rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. My dear brothers and sisters, the parable of the lost son, or the parable of the prodigal son in today's gospel, is open indeed parable. It calls us readers to reflect on what we would do if we were in the older brother's sandals. Would we accept the sinner home and celebrate, or would we be too worried about themselves to share in the joy of the return? The parable implies that we should respond as the father calls the older son to do. We should pursue sinners and welcome them with joy when they return home. And furthermore, we should rejoice for the image of God presented to us. God goes on active search for sinners, taking the initiative, for Jesus has come to seek and to save what was lost. Repentance means deciding to leave one sinful past behind, getting up and returning home to the Father. As the prodigal realized and said, I will go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. Indeed, he returned to his father, and there was joy in the house, celebrating, for his son was lost and was found. He rejoices to bring. God, our Father, also rejoices to bring us home and celebrate our returning to Him. So that this day, we can recall our experiences of homecoming, somewhat homecoming to the Father. Think of the many times. Think of the experiences we have that we return home, especially when we have sinned against the Father and against God and against our neighbors. Think of the experience we return home, especially through the sacrament of reconciliation. Amen.